we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot 'em Down store and Meadowlark restaurant with his secretary, Grandpappy Spears, and his dishwasher, Doc Withers. Abner is talking on the telephone. Listen.
Yes, Mom, 2 cans of tomatoes. The big size. All right. What else now?
Say, Lum, what do you want me to do with these oysters?
I told you I don't know, Doc.
3 cans of Harmony and a box of Sody. All right. Mom, just a minute. Mom, we got any brown sugar?
I don't know, Abner. That's your department.
Hello? We ain't got none.
Minute, I can't look after everything around here.
Anything else, Miss Pomeroy? Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom.
No, Grandpap, you're doing that wrong.
All right, Miss Pomeroy.
What's the telegrams we've answered in this pile here?
Well, we'll deliver it sometime
today.
This
pile here, huh?
Much obliged for the order. Goodbye. Did we get any more canned tomatoes in, Mom?
Abner, can't you see I'm busy? Granny.
You know, I believe we ought to do something with those oysters. Now, what would you suggest, Lum?
Look, Doc, I don't know.
We've run out of ice for them again.
I know.
I think we'd better move them or do something.
Just let them be for now, Doc. I've got a lot of work here, and me and my secretary try to catch up on it.
Yes.
Wait a minute, Grandpap. Is that a telegram we've done answered?
Yeah, let's see now. Look it over and see as soon as I get my eye shade adjusted proper.
You want this Lumburger meat ground up, Lum?
No. Yes. I guess so. Can't nobody figure out nothing for themselves around here?
Why'd you jump all over me if I do something wrong?
Grandpap, stop fiddling with that dad-blamed eye shade. You don't need to wear that thing no way.
Yeah, I got her fixed now. You know, I think I'm going to have to get me some new spectacles. Can't hardly see nothing no more. Seems so dark in here to me.
Well, if you take off that eye shade, you could see something.
Let's see now. What was I going to do now?
Check and see if that telegram you got there is one you've answered or not.
Say, Lum.
What is it, Doc?
I was just wondering what you want to have done with these oysters.
Oh, me.
We've run completely out of ice for them.
I know it.
Yep, we've answered this one. It's happened from Pokey Joe's place in Hot Springs. Wants us to rush them their recipe for Lum Burgers. Says the customers are staging a set-down strike till they get them.
Yeah, Doc, when are you going to get these dishes washed up?
I don't know, Abner.
I'm talking to Doc.
Oh.
Talk it. I've never seen you so jumping nervous before in my life. Well, I can't hardly dare to say howdy-do to you.
Well, I'm sorrowful, Abner. I reckon I am kind of jumpy. Seems like I got so much to do, I don't know hardly where I'm at. Supposed to make another speech on cooking at a woman's club, and a fella from the county paper wants to interview me, and got all these telegrams to answer. The restaurant business is getting bigger every day. Granny, I'm just at my wit's end.
Well, I knowed something would happen to you.
Yeah, for the first time in my life, I'm a real genuine success, and I ain't got a minute's time to enjoy. I reckon that's life for you.
Lum.
What is it, Doc?
You told me you wanted me to do something with these oysters, but I've forgotten what it is now. Oh, that's invited me.
I never told you nothing to do with them.
I'd lose my head if it wasn't fast and dawn.
Here, Grandpap, you can check off this telegram.
Now, what was it again, Lum?
What was what?
Yes.
Doc, you better hurry up and get them dishes for us. That bus crowd's going to be here pretty soon. We ain't going to have a clean plate in the joint.
Well, just a minute, Abner. Lum's got me working on another job here. Now, tell me again, Lum.
Tell you what?
Your instructions in regard to the oysters.
Oh, for pity's sake. Oysters. Will you hush up about that, Doc, please?
Yeah.
Here's a telegram you ain't saw yet, Lum. Says, Lum and Abner, Meadowlark Restaurant. My eyes are getting worse all the time. I can't hardly make out a thing. Here, Abner, you better read it.
I ain't the secretary.
Grandpappy, if you just take off that eye shade, you could see all right. Just got to get some new specs. Abner, what's that word right there?
Here, let me see. It says, Warsaw Chamber of Commerce putting on eclat dinner. I never had an eclat.
Oh, you bet chocolate eclats, ain't you?
Damn, it's chocolate declares you're thinking about.
Oh, that's right.
See what else it says here. Might explain what them things is. I might like them and don't know it. Says, need new cousins.
Need new cousins?
What it
Let's
says.
See that.
Right there, look at it. Need oh, new cousins.
Need new cuisine.
Ah.
That's
food. Wonder what happened to the old one.
It might have ruined it cooking them eclats on it.
Might have. Will you war recipes for Lumburgers? Want to serve with hoopy cats and dinguses? Robert Hall, Secretary, Warsaw, Indiana.
Lumberger ought to fit in nice with that menu.
Yeah, whatever that junk is. Reckon what kind of vittles they eat there in Indiana anyway?
Oh, say, Lum.
Doc, just forget about the oysters for now, will you, please?
Oh, well, I was just going to ask you if you wanted me to wash the dishes first and then take care of the oysters afterwards.
Yeah, that's fine. Handle it that way.
Yes, I think so. The bus cart will be here pretty soon, isn't that right, Abner?
Yeah, yeah. Ought to hit town about, about 14 minutes from now is when they're due.
Oh, we're liable not to have a clean plate in the joint.
Well, you better get busy on them then, Doc. I'd help you, but I've got a whole batch of grocery orders to put up here.
Better let the grocery orders go for now and help him, Abner. Get the stove going a little hotter, too, and put on the extra skillet. Hard to keep up with that bus crowd.
Yeah, all right, I'll tend to it.
Of course now, Lum, if you'd rather, I'd take care of those oysters first.
No, forget about them.
Yeah, come on, Doc. We've got to get busy here.
Yes, all right, Abner. Lum just seems to be so worried about the oysters. I thought I'd better relieve his mind. You know how he is. Get some little thing on his brain. Oh,
yeah, Lum, here's a telegram I can't make out at all. Well, that's a little calendar you got there, Granddad, for goodness sake. And now that shows how bad my eyes are getting. Yeah, I might have to take a day or two off, Lum, go to Fort Smith and pick me out a new pair of specs at the dime store there. You don't need no new spectacles. Just take off that idiotic eye shade. You ain't supposed to look through it no ways. You're supposed to wear it up above your eyes, not on them. What was that?
Nothing.
Something broke. I heard it.
Here, Doc. Maybe you better let me dry the dishes and you wash them.
Yes. I don't know how that happened. Just slipped right out of my hand. Butterfingers.
Well, be careful with them dishes, Doc. We ain't got many left. Trouble. I wish now I'd never made such a success out of myself. I ought to try to hold myself back a little. Kept my talents hid under a basket. Mom, will you read this telegram to me? I ain't your secretary, Grandpap. You're supposed to be mine.
Say, Mom.
Yes.
I'll get after those oysters in just a minute.
Fine.
So don't worry about it.
I won't.
Doc, watch what you're doing there. Watch it.
Granny, I can't quite make this out, Mom. My poor old pigeon-toed eyes is giving out. That's all they are to it. Here, give it to me. We have been in business in New Orleans serving French and Creole dishes for 107 years. 107? That's a long time. But we have never yet served a sandwich. However, the Lumberger sounds interesting. Now, can you let us have the recipe for our customers who are beginning to inquire about your culinary masterpiece? Signed, Antoine's Restaurant, Royal Assator, Proprietor.
Doc, I've done dried them dishes there.
Abner, did you hear this? Got a telegram from Antoine's in New Orleans.
Your aunt who?
Antoine's.
Never heard you mention them.
They've been in business for 107 years, and this is the first time they've ever been interested in a sandwich.
Oh, yeah. What's the matter? No appetite, huh?
No, I mean, they're thinking about serving Lumburgers in their restaurant now.
Just a few more dishes here, Lum, and I'll get right at those oysters.
We've got a whole slew of dishes to do yet, Doc.
I know, but you know how Lum worries about those things. Maybe I better take care of them right now.
No, now, Doc, now let it go.
Hey, Lum, what was it you wanted me to do with the oysters now?
I told you I don't care a hoot what you do with them. Throw them out, bury them, do anything. Just don't let me ever hear the word oyster again as long as I live.
Yes, that's a good idea. Throw them out. After all, we've run out of ice.
Doc, don't bother with them things now. Let's get these dishes washed up here. Hey, Doc, watch out for them dishes there. Look what you're doing. Oh, my goodness alive. Now look what you've done.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, butterfingers.
Hey, wait a minute, Doc. Don't do that. Now, wait a minute. Hey, Doc, just a minute. Oh, my goodness alive. Hey, Lum. Doc throwed the oysters in your cook stove.
Oh, I don't care. It's a good shudden. Had to get rid of them.
Yeah, but that ice water in the bucket put all the fire out in the stove.
Hey, here's a telegram you better do something about, Mom. I don't want to hear it, Grandpap. I've got enough trouble. Dishes half broke with the bus crowd due any minute. Oysters in the cook stove and the fire's out. What else can happen to me?
Hey, Mom. Mom, look at there. There comes Cedric toting a big box or a bucket there or something. Reckon what he's got in that thing.
If you'll hash up, this telegram will tell you. Says, Mr. Lum Edwards, Meadowlark Restaurant, have sent out your second shipment of oysters. Should arrive in Pine Ridge today.
Well, town that far from the ocean, Pine Ridge seems to have an awful lot of trouble with oysters.